B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We will start with this story out of Michigan. She was pronounced dead by paramedics, even though she was still alive. A 20-year-old woman was reportedly discovered still breathing at a funeral home. Paramedics declared the woman dead on Sunday morning after she was found in cardiac arrest inside her home. They arrived. It was a call for an unresponsive female. When they got there, they found a 20-year-old who was not breathing. The paramedics performed CPR and other life-reviving methods for 30 minutes. Given medical readings and the condition of the patient, it was determined at that time that she did not have any signs of life.
Was she a special needs?
I have no details about her, unfortunately, but... they said that because the medical examiner office was contacted because there was no indication of foul play as per standing operating procedures, and the patient was again determined to have expired, and the body was released directly to the family to make arrangements with a funeral home.
Oh my God!
Of their choosing, she was taken to James H. Cole Funeral Home, where an employee then reportedly found her still breathing. The funeral home had this to say. They said after receiving clearance from the examiner's office, she was transported to our funeral home. Upon arrival, the staff confirmed she was breathing and called EMS. There's no word on how the woman is doing. The rest of the statement said the personal information on the patient is not being released to respect the privacy of her family.
So I wonder where they found she was where she was breathing. Was she just about to be embalmed when they found her, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, and no word on her current condition. Because sometimes when this does happen...
Yeah.
They don't last that long, you know.
No,
sometimes
yeah.
they'll expire shortly after, so we'll wait and see and have a follow-up. A Florida woman was arrested yesterday for allegedly battering her father due to flatulence inside of their residence. Nicole Dozios is 40 years old and shares a bedroom with a 59-year-old victim in their home in Largo, a city in the Tampa Bay area. Around 2 a.m. Sunday, Dozios became angry with her father due to his flatulence, and an argument ensued. She then attacked her father, punching him in the face. Upon responding to the residence, cops noted that the victim had a bloodied left eye and scratches all over his neck as a result of the attack. Dozios was arrested for domestic battery and booked into the county jail. She was later released on her own recognizance. Dozios, who has pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor charge, has been ordered by a judge to have no contact with her father. Her rap sheet includes convictions for theft and violating probation. She was arrested in 2018 for allegedly punching her sister in the head inside the family's Largo home. I don't know if she farted in that occasion.
Queefed. It sounds a little unhinged to me.
Prosecutors subsequently declined to pursue a domestic battery case against her in that particular one, but this time they got her. The driver, this is a local story, the driver of an SUV collided with a truck carrying boxes of bees? In Gloucester County, man. New Jersey, Sunday morning. Happened around...
Bees!
It happened around 1 a.m. at the intersection of Main Road and Harding Highway. The impact of the crash trapped the driver of the SUV inside the vehicle and sent more than 50 boxes of bees spilling onto the highway. Several of the boxes of bees broke open and began to swarm first responders. Crews wore special suits with hoods to help protect themselves from the bees as they were trying to get the woman out of the car.
Yeah.
And they're being attacked by bees.
Bees!
Yeah, firefighters also doused the bees with water in an effort to protect the medics and firefighters at the scene. Crews eventually freed the driver, who was then taken to Cooper University Hospital. She was in critical condition. Officials said that bees had entered the ambulance and presented a challenge to medics attempting to treat the driver.
Was she stung repeatedly? Did they mention if she was the victim?
No, I don't know if it had anything to do with the bees or not. I think the accident had hurt her. A beekeeper was called to the scene and worked to contain the bees and get them back into the boxes. So far, there's no word on what might have caused the crash. A group of teens allegedly broke into a New Jersey petting zoo after hours, mistreating some animals, letting others loose, and even putting lipstick on a miniature pony.
Okay, so the thing is, when they do this, they say putting lipstick on a pig, right?
Right, yes.
They even screwed that up.
Now, police are trying to crack down the trespassers. On Saturday at about 10 p.m., Jimmy Abma, one of the owners of Abma's Farms, which is 30 miles east of New York City, raced to the property's barnyard petting zoo when he and his family heard a commotion outside. He began yelling at the group of at least six alleged trespassers he saw on the property. While he was trying to find out what was going on, someone sent him a Snapchat picture of a teenage girl with long platinum blonde hair and wearing a black crop top and ripped jeans riding a miniature donkey in the petting zoo.
Mm.
The family wrote on Facebook, the teens opened the gates, rode our miniature donkeys, who should not be supporting that much weight. One person took a Snapchat of another person riding our mini donkey and applied the ABMA's farm geo filter. We caught two of the trespassers trying to steal. We called police and the two fled. The teens allegedly tried to swipe tables and chairs from the property as well.
So they break in, they're abusing the animals, and they put the filter on just to let people know where they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on.
And then they put lipstick on a donkey.
Pony.
So they're trying to track them down to figure out who they were and why they did what they did. All right, and then finally we'll end with a story. A mysterious safe that appeared on New York State farmer's property with a note attached will remain a mystery for the time being, the farmer said. The large safe, estimated between 500 and 600 pounds, appeared in a field on Kirk Mathis's farm with a note attached that read, "If you can open it, you can have what's inside." Mathis said deputies had to disperse a crowd of people who attempted to force it open. He said they took a sledgehammer to it, knocked off the dial and handle. They worked on the hinges, kind of beat it up. Mathis said he relocated the safe to a secret location. For the time being, he isn't revealing where it's being housed. He said, "My personal feeling is leave it as a mystery." He said the safe mystery has proven to be a welcome distraction from COVID-19 pandemic and the upcoming presidential election. He said, "If you open it, the show is over. In these times, with the virus and politics, it might get people a chance to set their problems or troubles aside and have a lot of fun talking about it."
I wonder what's in that stupid safe.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I think he's got some pretty high expectations about this safe.
COVID-19, but that stupid safe.
The safe eventually could become part of a planned local history museum in the town.
I see a $50 million complex built around it.
Right?
Yeah.
It could be holding millions of dollars. It could have confetti in there, said the plan.
Welcome to stupid safe world.
Working on the museum. They said, "You have no idea, so just dream. What's in the safe?"
It's like Willy Wonka.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, a supermarket worker dropped dead in the aisles, but his callous bosses kept the store open, and they covered his corpse with umbrellas while people were shopping around him.
Like a new display.
Yes. Sales manager Manuel Cavalcante suffered a heart attack while working in Brazil at a store called Carrefour.
This is a great chance to move some of those umbrellas.
Colleagues desperately tried to save his life, but he passed away in front of horrified shoppers. However, instead of closing the business, the store staff continued to serve customers after covering the body with three umbrellas and surrounding it with cardboard boxes. They opened up the umbrellas
and
set them out.
Sure, of course.
The shocking incident happened on August 14th, but has only just come to light following a deluge of criticism on social media. Carrefour Brazil has now apologized by admitting the handling of the outrageous incident was inappropriate.
Well, they're also catching crap because they put up a sign that said, "An umbrella sale to die for."
First aid was given and an ambulance was immediately called. And the supermarket giant said that they had insisted they followed guidelines to not remove the body from its place. They have now changed their guidelines to include the closure of the store in future similar cases.
Okay, so if employees drop dead, they close for a little bit.
Yes, that's what they'll do. And you know what? We'll do this super short. We'll just do one more quick story because we've got a lot to get to. But this is actually a good thing that came out of this. And it took place in Waymart, Pennsylvania. A group of scouts likely saved a woman's life after she fell underneath a moving riding tractor.
Oh, my God.
Emily Calder, Hannah Smith, and Angelina Krug were all riding in a golf cart, and they saw a maintenance worker who had become trapped under the tractor. The woman was carrying a hose in her arm, and the hose was caught. One of the girls said that we just grabbed the mower, and we actually looked at the woman, and her arm was caught underneath the mower. She was going down under it. And they had to stop the riding tractor. So to do that, they placed rocks underneath the wheels to hold the tractor in place. What Smith said, "Us grabbing the mower stopped it from pulling her under and potentially killing her." She was saying that she heard a snap in her arm.
Oh.
And her arm was really hurting, and you could see the swelling right away. "I was just using my knowledge of emergency preparedness, first aid, life-saving, all those merit badges that we prepare for," Krug said. By the way, Calder, Smith, and Krug are female Boy Scouts who hope to become Eagle Scouts this fall.
And they performed a field hysterectomy, correct?
Yes, they did. Very quickly, she...
I don't need this!
No longer needs that. And that is what I have in the Bizarre File, the very short Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.